If you got your Bible tonight, Matthew chapter 7 is what we're going to try to preach out of tonight. Familiar scripture, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to preach tonight. I appreciate the pastor having confidence allowing me. And I love preaching. I love the gospel. I love helping somebody. And I've not always been able to. There's a time in my life as a preacher, I didn't do as much helping as I need to, Brother Charlie. I was kind of rough, and I didn't want to help as much, but God changed my heart and helped me. I'm not that old man no more. I'm a brand new man. God changed me and helped me in some things. Matthew 7. And we're going to read 7 through 11. Familiar scripture. If you got your Bible and you find it, you say amen. All right. It says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and him that knocketh, it shall be open. That's all my reading tonight. Lord, we ask tonight for your blessing of the word. Open up your scriptures, open up the word, give me the tongue of the learned. God, I might speak a word in this season. God, encourage and strengthen. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. I read a story several years ago. And it was on the news years ago in Somerset, Pennsylvania. It was a coal mine town. And in that town, they had a coal mine collapse. And there was 9 men underground, over 240, 250 feet trapped in this coal mine. And they was trapped, and there was people up top trying to get to them. And they went to get them out of there. They began to drill and try to rescue these men that were trapped. And they begin to use their drill and their auger, and they got down so far and their drill bit broke. So these men that were in the ground here, 250 feet underground, had heard the drilling stop. And in their hearts, they said that they fainted inside their heart, thinking that they gave up hope on them. Felt like that they had stopped and called off the search party. But during that time also, they was drilling a little pipe of airway down to them. And they made that little pipe all the way down to them and said that they was giving them oxygen inside there, trying to pump some oxygen in. But as they were waiting for, they had to wait another day or two for another bit to come. And we've been like that before at work, and you get into a situation and a tool tires up, you have to wait and do other things. But here this tool that they was using, they had to wait for another bit, another day. Matter of fact, it took them, I think they was in the ground 76 hours, the whole length of time. But while they were in the ground, they put a pipe down inside the ground where these men were. And they could hear something going on. They heard some knocking on that pipe. The men that were trapped in that ground, they had their instruments, they had their tool, they had their lunch boxes and things that they was using, and they were pecking on that pipe, letting them know, hey, we're still down here. We're still needing help. We need somebody to help. And now I want to preach on just a simple thought on keeping knocking. Keep knocking. The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, in due season we'll reap if we faint not. You ever been weary? You ever got weary? You ever felt like your prayers wasn't getting as far as the ceiling to the floor? One man said that my prayers are only getting up so high and from the ceiling to the floor. But another man looked at him and said, yeah, but God's still God, even from the ceiling to the floor. It's a time that I've never faced such a time as this. And the church and the world hasn't neither during this pandemic and troublesome time. But I'm here to encourage you and let you know that God's still on the scene, and God's not abandoned the church, and God's not forsaken his people, but God's looking for us to do something, and God's looking for us to hold on and to keep knocking. To knock is to strike or beat or ask for assistance or admittance. To ask for something. God's still looking for the church to say, Lord, I need you. I need your presence. I need your power. I need your healing. He's looking for you to bring your needs to him. The Bible says to cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. And he's looking for the church in the world. My dependence is not in this world. It's not in stock market. It's not in the IRAs. It's not in anything this world has. But my hope is cast anchor. My anchor is cast upward. And that's where my hope lies. That's where the church lies. We're not going under, but we're going up one day. He's coming back after a church that's ready, and he's going to call us away. And we still kind of comfort one another with these words, and we still got to keep knocking because God's still watching, and his eyes are running to and fro throughout the earth to show himself strong on your behalf and on my behalf. We got to keep knocking, saying, God, I believe that you hear my prayer. God, I believe, God, you've got all my needs. You've got all my needs met. You can supply my needs according to your riches and glory. It's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. And as we knock, as we press, as we seek him, we're dependent on him. I need him every day. I'll need him in the morning. I'll need him at noontime. I need him. That's why I keep praying. I keep knocking. I believe, and I'm not trying to weary him, but I believe with all my heart he hears our prayer. He hears our prayer. God's not forgot about you. God's not cast us away, but God's looking for us to draw nigh to him. If we'll draw nigh to him, he said, draw nigh to me with all your heart. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. But if you'll draw nigh to God during this time, if you'll say, God, I want to be closer than I ever have been. I don't want to be separated. I don't want a 6-foot separation, a social from God. But we must draw closer, near. Draw me near to thee, O God, in this hour. I want to keep knocking, God. I want to believe you for great and impossible things. All things are possible. Only believe. You believe you can do all things? I believe he can do all things. Knocking requires effort. I remember being on the bus route. Anybody go on a bus route? Anybody visit a bus route? Anybody go up to a door and do this number right here? I've been to houses before, and I could hear Brother Dean Gray. I could hear somebody was inside. And guess what? I kept knocking. I wasn't trying to bug them, but I was trying to get them to realize somebody's at your door. They may have the radio turned up louder. They may have their TV turned up louder. They may have 10 children in the back room screaming and yelling. Who knows? But I was trying to get their attention. And I was knocking, and that's what these men in this cave, in this collapse that they were doing, they're knocking. And spiritually, as the church, we got to keep knocking. We got to keep searching. We got to keep hungering and thirsting after God. Knock, knock, knock. I've knocked on their doors before. And I remember at first, as a young man, I was kind of shy at first going out knocking on doors. And I'd go up there and I'd knock on the door, and I'd kind of walk back and say, God, I knocked on their door. There wasn't nobody there. But after God baptized with the Holy Ghost, I wanted to knock until I seen somebody. I wanted to make an association. I wanted to have communication with somebody. I wanted them to know what I had. I wanted to tell them the story. I wanted to point them to Jesus. And by knocking, you was trying to open up their heart and open up an avenue that they might know him. In the fullness of his power. That they may know him as you and I know him. Keep knocking. Keep on knocking. Don't give up. Be persistent about it. You say, I prayed about it, but no answer. Pray again. You said, I fasted about it, but it never did come to pass. Fast some more. Don't quit now. They said his old coal miner or old gold miner said he had an old mule, and said he was down there digging in the gold mines for gold and stuff. And he said, and said that mule said they got tired, they'd worked all day, and said they was ready to wrap it up and go back home. Said that mule standing there all of a sudden kicked back, and he kicks back and he looked back and he knocked a big old gold chunk out. Sometimes we quit way too early, don't we? Right? God's got plenty. God's got enough. He's sufficient. He's all sufficient. Amen. He's all sufficient. He's altogether lovely. altogether wonderful. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek. You ever done any seeking? You ever sought? The woman that had the coin, she lost one of them. She searched the house. She didn't just search. She didn't just say, well, I can't find it. But the Bible says she searched diligently. She swept the house. Oh, God, sweep the house tonight. From the pulpit to the pew, sweep her house tonight. Help us, God, to knock and say, God, I still believe you. I still believe you're able. I still believe you're going to. I still believe you're coming back. I still believe you love us, God. I still believe, God, you have all supply. You say, I can't knock too loud. Well, I'll knock for you. You say, I'm weary. Well, I'll knock for you. Sometimes you may have to have somebody else knock for you. You hear that? There's a song that said, I'd gone till I just couldn't go anymore. My faith had walked right out the door. I thought there was no way I could ever be free. Then someone looked at me in love and concern, started to let their prayer return. Glory, hallelujah, somebody touch God for me. You may have to touch God for somebody else. They may not be able to, but you've got to knock for them. That's what we were doing tonight, praying. Knock requires effort, patience, and a whole lot of persistence and perseverance. There's times I prayed over here, different places, and it just didn't seem I was not getting where I needed to be. And there's sometimes, Brother Charlie, it's a sweet hour of prayer. Well, I enter into his presence, and it seems like I could ask for whatever, and he say, you can have it. That's the kind of God I serve. He's not keeping anything back from us, but he's got an abundant supply. Whatsoever you ask for, you shall receive. If his word abide in you, and you abide in his word, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. You say, I've knocked and I've knocked and I've knocked, but it just don't seem like there's nothing there for me. Well, knock again. Knock again. You say, I'm tired, I'm weary. If you can just get your hand up. You say, I can't hardly lift my hands. Maybe you need to somebody on your side to lift up one hand and the other hand as Moses did until the battle's won. Gotta keep knocking, church. I'm here to encourage us. I'm not here to discourage you. I didn't bring no discouraging news, but I'm just telling you tonight, if you'll knock, I'm telling you tonight, if you'll knock with all your heart and believe God, God can do greater things than what you're believing. He can do it over abundantly above what we're asking, thinking, or believing. Gotta keep knocking. Gotta keep trusting. James says that we have not because we ask not. You got to put forth a strong effort when you knock. Peter, you remember Peter had got out of prison? The doors had opened up for Peter. He walked out. The doors opened up on their own accord. Just like somebody said, just like Walmart. You walk to the door and it just opened right up for you. That's what he'd done for Peter. But he came to a door, Rhoda's house. And there at Rhoda's house, he began to knock. And Rhoda heard his voice and knew it was Peter. Peter, yeah, it's me, Rhoda. And she ran. Guess what Peter done? Well, they must not want me in here. No. Peter, the Bible says, continued knocking. Wish I could make some noise. Not loud enough. Continued knocking. There's sometimes it's going to take a lot more effort than we're putting forth, even me. Got to keep knocking. Got to be persistent. The word persistent is to be continue firmly in a course of action in spite of difficulty. Do you think it was difficult for that woman with the issue of blood? For 12 long years, she had spent all she had on many physicians, and she even grew worse. Didn't get no better. Got worse. Sometimes I've seen people go to the doctor, they don't get no better, they're getting worse. But she's been all. But she came to the great physician. She heard about Jesus. And it was with difficulty. It wasn't an easy task for her to press through the crowd. But she pressed through the crowd. She said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just touch some part of his robe, she said, I know I'd be made whole. I know it. And we see her press through with difficulty. It's going to take and require some difficult situations for us to make it and to receive. You've got to lay, Bible says, lay away every weight and every sin that doth easily beset us, that we might run this race with patience. There's things I've had to lay aside. There's things that may not necessarily be sin, but in order, I'm willing to make it, run all the way, Lord. I'm going to knock. I'm going to believe. In spite of all opposition, hell says you can't make it. And God says you can. You cast the final vote. Well, what's your vote? Hell says no. God says yes. What do you say? I believe I can make it. I believe I'm going to make it all the way. I believe the church is going through. We're not going under. We're going through. He's coming back after his bride. Spotless, white and ready. Without spot or wrinkle. Coming back. Jacob wrestled with an angel until the break of day. Was that easy, Jacob? No. Was that easy for you to grab a hold of that angel? What'd you say to him, Jacob? What'd he say, Brother Charlie? He said, let me go. And he said, no, I will not let you go until you bless me. He grabbed a hold of him. I remember years ago, we had Brother Stevens here, Doug Stevens. You remember that? And he got me to be that angel. And he's a little old guy. He's still probably a little guy. But older little guy now. But I grabbed a hold of him, and I was supposed to be an angel. And I was holding on to him, and he said, let me go. And I said, no, I ain't going to let you go. And he was kicking like a mule. And I was buried to let him go. He said, don't you let me go. And I said, I'm trying not to let you go, but don't hurt me in the process. He'd done these kids' crusades. He'd done a real good job. As a matter of fact, I think he still does them. But Jacob said, I will not let you go until you bless me. Jacob kept knocking. I'm not going to let go. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to sit back on a pew and die. I'm not going to put my Bible on the shelf. I'm not going to hang my harp in the midst of the willow. I've seen a lot of them. They took their harp. Their song is in the midst of the willow. It's not just on the edge of the willow, Brother Charlie. But it's right in the midst of the willow. Right in the middle of the willow. And if I was you, I'd go get my harp tonight. And I'd say, Lord, I'm going to knock. I'm going to pull some branches back. I'm going to climb up as high as I can, and I'm going to grab my harp, and I'm going to sing a new song unto the Lord, even praise unto God. I'm going to keep knocking. Matthew says, he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Rhoda, that's Peter at the door knocking. Let him in. The song says, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You know what triumph is? The word triumph. Spurgeon said triumph, and I may have this wrong, or maybe another guy, said that triumph is just a little bit more ump to your try. If you got a little bit more ump you can put in, or you, surely we're not out of ump. We need to go back to the pump if we're out of ump. Because he's got an abundant supply. I mean, I don't want to. In this day and hour, there's no time to be weary. There's, I mean, if you are weary, you know, Brother Charlie, you can look over and encourage her, and she can encourage her, and then she can encourage the whole world. We got to encourage one another. Building up one another in your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to triumph. I'm coming through. I'm going through. No matter what the devil says to me, I'm going through. I made up my mind. I'm going to serve the Lord. I made up my mind. Heaven's my home. No turning back. I've come too far for that. I'm staking my claim upon Jesus' holy name. When I need a friend, on His holy name I can depend. There's no turning back. I'm resolved, the song says, no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are pure, these have allured my sight. Have you got a glimpse of that city? Oh, how wonderful it's going to be, Brother Charlie. We got to keep knocking, keep trotting. Plow on, brother. Plow on, sister. Hold on, sister. Trust God with all thy heart. Lean on Him with all your understanding. Don't lean on your own self. Don't believe the news with its blues. Trust the Lord with all thine heart. Trust Him. You can trust Him because He's never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Jesus has never failed me yet. They said, there's an old woman, said, I can't remember exactly the whole story, but said in her Bible, said, the son found her Bible and said all through her Bible was, beside every scripture was a T and a P. Every scripture. And he said, Mama, what's this mean? He said, son, said, what that means is every time I've tried that scripture, I put a circle around it. And then I've come back when it's been proven, I put a P beside it. He said, most every scripture had I tried. Not only did I try, but I proved it. He's been tried and He's been proven. Jesus still works. He's still right. Jesus is right for whatever is wrong in your life. You say, I need revival. He's got revival. You say, I need a stirring. He's got a stirring. I need a feeling. Oh, He's got an overflowing for you. If you'll just knock. If you'll just knock. They said an old Indian said he had a song. Said his song went like this, and you may have heard it, and you may be able to sing it. His song went like, sir, go on, go on, go on. Go on, go on, go on. Go on, go on, go on. You know what verse 2 sound like, Brother Ken? You might want to sing this next time. May need to write this one down for you. But it went, go on, go on, go on. Just like the rest. Verse 3, go on, go on, go on. Wonder what that means. I mean, I don't have to get a Strong's Concordance out or Webster's Dictionary to figure that one out, do I? That means just don't sit here and die. Don't just sit here and fold our arms and die, but get up. Go on. Take another step. Take them size 12s or 11s or 8.5s. Take you a step of faith. Closer. Anybody home? Anybody there? I hear there's somebody there. I hear movement. God, are you still there? Oh, yes, He's still there. Are you still alive? Yes, He's alive forevermore. Do you still heal? Oh, yes. I am the God that heal all thy soul's diseases. Can He heal corona? Oh, absolutely. You still believe He can, don't you? He's bigger than corona, ain't He? Corona just started in 19. He's the everlasting God. He's older than that. From ages to come. Got to trust Him. Got to keep knocking. I'm trying to encourage you tonight. You may have came here on your last bit of faith. Just a little bit of faith. So I've tried everything. I've tried this and it didn't work. I've tried to pray. Just take a little faint knock. He even hears your little, just a little faint knock. The song says, if you'll take one step, gotta take two. There ain't no limit what God can do. If you'll just go, don't worry about yourself. All you got to do is take a step. There's times that we must. Oh, I wish we'd all leave our pews Every pew that we've got marked where we said, I wish I'd lose that pew back there sometimes. I wish I'd move up front sometimes. I don't want to try the back. I tried that when I was a kid. I know what it's all about. No harm back there in the back. But I've been there. When you're in the back, guess what? Usually you can see everything goes on. Every kid that gets up and goes, I mean, that's a rabbit trail. I ain't going there. But you got to knock. Persistently knock. You know, if somebody's at my door and they're knocking, and, you know, sometimes a Jehovah's Witness come by, and they'll knock, and then they'll go away. But if they really got something worth saying, and it's persistent, if they're persistent enough, which we know they're spreading false doctrine, but what you and I have, you got to knock. Keep on knocking. Trust Him. Believe Him. Persistence. Endure. In spite of all difficulty. In spite of all opposition. You see, is it going to be easy, Brother Maynard, just to press on through and get what I need? No. There's going to be an opposition that stands against you. Brother, I appreciate you. I've read a few of your books. America needs revival, don't it? And it's going to start with the church. That's where it starts at. But there's an opposition that holds us back. There's an opposition that says, I don't feel good. You know, you can hold a man down with a sheet. I've seen a lot of men held down with a sheet. They don't get up and go to Sunday school because they got a sheet over their head. The sheet holds them down. That's pretty rough. I'm not trying to be mean, but there's oppositions. There's things we allow to be our opposition that really don't, I mean, it's nothing major. Just a small, what's small foxes pull the vines? But there's an opposition against the church. There's an enemy against you and I. He don't want you in that pew, Dean Gray. He don't want you in that pew tonight, Ken Taylor. He opposes you. You may came to church tonight and all your cylinders on your truck work good tonight. And all your wheels, you had all four and no flats. But there's an opposition. There's an enemy. And he don't like the church. He never has liked church. But we must oppose him. I'm not going to say we've had it. Because I know greater is he. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. He has all power. He's all sufficient. He's all known. There's not a problem that he don't know how to fix. He's sufficient for every trouble, every trial, every sickness. He is. So that's why I knock. And when I knock, there's been times he's opened up. I remember seeking the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to hurry. I remember I was seeking the Holy Ghost at E-Town Camp. The first year after I got saved, I saw, wore out probably 20 or 30 altar workers. Me holding my hands up high, and they was getting in chairs and everything else, trying to hold my hands up. I mean, that's a long ways up there. Especially for these guys down here this tall. Trying to hold my hands up. They're getting in chairs, wore them out. But I was hungry for the Holy Ghost after I got saved. Because I'd seen the Holy Ghost move at U-Camp. And I said, that's what I want. I want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I didn't get it the first year. Got discouraged. Got on the bus. Discouraged. You may not know it, but I was. I try not to let nobody know. But I was. So the second year, went back to seek the Holy Ghost. And I was close. I was so close. And they're on that bus on the way home. I didn't get to second year neither. But they're on the bus, Brother Charlie. Everybody else is wore out and tired, which I'd probably wore them out. It's probably my fault. But they were wore out and tired, sleeping, had their clothes and bags and stuff all around them. Wore out. We've been eating town camp. Been wore out. But I was still hungry for the Holy Ghost. So I got down on my knees on that old bus. I don't know whether it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Can't remember which one we took. One of them that was running that year. But it was like the second or third seat back. I got down on my knees, Brother Dean Gray. And as I was praying,
I was praying, Lord, I don't know why I didn't get the Holy Ghost. And I just began to pray, and I heard myself speaking in tongues after a few minutes there. Now, make sure nobody heard me or looked at me. I was scared of it. I said, man, that's you. That's just you. And I talked myself right out of it. A few weeks later after that, Ernie White was in revival with Tommy Hogue. And Ed Miller, Big Ed Miller, invited me to go with him. So we was going to church everywhere we could. Me and Jerry, we'd want to go to church. We waded water just to go to church. Water didn't stop us. But anyway, I wanted the Holy Ghost. I wanted it so bad. We got over Ernie White's church over at the highway, and the preacher preached. Tommy Hogue did. I can't tell you what he preached. But I know they were singing that song at the end. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. And Mike Gilpin, back of my heels, raised about that high. And I started jumping up and down with my hands raised in the air, speaking in tongues. I didn't know how to speak in tongues. They didn't take me back in the back room. They didn't tell me tie my tie or say Coca-Cola 45 times. But I got there and I had my hands in the air and God baptized me with the Holy Ghost. I went one side of the church like, sir, here jumping. Can't do it now. But I fell over in the pew over here. And there's a girl over here. I don't know who she was. I was close to falling on her. Got up, got back in my position, raised my hands, worshiped God, got baptized with the Holy Ghost. What was you doing the whole time? That's what I was doing. God, I need the Holy Ghost. They say, I need the Holy Ghost. One man said, well, can you go to heaven without the Holy Ghost? One man said, I wouldn't want to go to Walmart without it. I kept knocking. And he answered me. What did it say here? For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And him that knocketh, it shall be open. So to knock, it's open to you and I. The master calleth, come and dine. You can feast at Jesus' table all the time. You believe that? There's a table spread where the saints of God can be fed. You don't have to leave here anemic and dry and hungry. There's abundance. There's a feast. We may have not had homecoming service where you can go back there and eat all the fried chicken and all the casserole and all the dumplings. Man, him sounds good. But you can feast on something much better because he's still got a table spread. And he calls out, come! They that's hungry, come! He that without price come. Are you hungry? Have you been knocking? We've been praying around here. And the door is open. He's opened up the windows of heaven for us. And he's pouring out a blessing for us. And he says, come. That's his favorite word. Come. Come unto me, all ye weary and heavy laden. Come. If any man come to me in no wise will I cast him away. Come. Come by without price. Come by. I hear some knocking. I feel like God's heard our knock. And I feel like God's opened up the windows. And God's opened up the doors. That's what His Word. That's what His Word said. It's in red letter. Jesus said it. Red letter. I believe it. I believe every jot and every tittle of this Word. From the beginning to the end. It's infallible. He cannot lie. He's not deceiving us. Come, ye that are weary. Come, ye that are thirsty. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today. Be made complete. Knock. Have you been knocking? He's heard your knock. And guess what he says? It's available. He said, I've got it. Whatever you're needing, God's got it. It's not just a little supply of it. There's an abundant supply, Joanna. an abundant supply. I mean, there's enough to go around. We don't have to, you don't have to ration it. It's for the children, your children's children, as many as the Lord God should call. It's for Mamaw, it's for Papaw, it's for Aunt, it's for Uncle, it's for Cousin, it's for in-laws and outlaws. Whosoever will, let him come. Maybe not the outlaws, but it's for those. If they'll get right in God, they don't have to be outlaws. They can be in-laws. They can come into it. Can we all stand tonight? It's going to take some effort. But you don't have to do it by yourself. The work's already been done on Calvary. He's made a way where there was no way. He built a highway called holiness. Even the fool and the wayfaring man can't err on that way. It's a narrow way. But he's calling his church. I believe with all my heart, this is not something just God laid upon my heart. I believe this is a message for this hour. It's what we're needing to hear. Have you asked him for anything? Tim House? Brother Tim? Have you asked him lately for anything? Is there something specifically that you've asked God for? Is it? He's heard your knock. Brother Merle, is there something you've been asking God for? He's not forgot you. I'm just telling you, he's not forgot you. He's not said, no, I don't want to hear Merle, Brother Merle. He's heard your tears. He's heard your cry. Brother Charlie, is there something you're needing? He's got it. Brother Greg, you need a healing. And he's got the healing. We don't have to beg him for it. It was already done. It's by his stripes we're healed. We don't have to hurt. We can cast it upon him.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you got this under control. Brother Dean, I feel like you've been looking for something. Searching for something. Knocking for something. God's got it. You hear me? God's got it. Whatever you're needing. From the back row to the front row, to the pulpit, to the pew, from the left of the house to the right of the house, up the top of the balcony up there, God's got what you're needing. But he's looking for you to come after it. This altar's open. Come. Come. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe all things are possible. Only believe. I'm a knocking, God. I'm bringing my need to you, and I'm excited, God, that you hear my prayer. I'm excited, God, that you can supply the need. You're not the God it was, but you're the God it is. God is sufficient. You're here tonight and you're lost. And you need a Savior. He's a Savior. You're here tonight and you need a healing. He's a healer. You're here tonight and you need encouragement. Oh, he's an encourager. What you got need of tonight? Oh, your needs he will supply.